The viral proposals have sparked heated online discussion on appropriate punishment for child abduction and trafficking. Wang Xizi, the deputy head of Peking University Law School, says this discussion is a good thing.
我觉得最大推动其实它是以一种情感化的这种表态啊。
In my opinion, the huge emotional outcry will promote not only the government and judicial department, but the whole society to step up efforts in dealing with a social problem. Moreover, the reposts actually are kind of public debate on the issue, which will help to form a comprehensive legal system with emotionality and irrationality to effectively eliminate such crimes.
Experts say the rapid and widespread of the post reflects the fact that people have long been holding these concerns. Psychological researcher Zhu Jianjun offers his thoughts on the reasons behind the move.
一类人呢是出于这种恐惧感，就是比如说自己家里就有孩子。
Some people forwarded the post out of fear. For those who have kids or those who do not have kids, but consider child kidnapping as quite a terrible thing, they wish they could have used this law, which can greatly reduce human trafficking cases. Thus, they will obtain a sense of security.
At present, only kidnappers in the most serious trafficking crimes are liable for death. The minimum penalty is 5 years in prison. In the end, those in favor of the post usually blame the current law for being too merciful to traffickers. In response, many Chinese law professors have expressed their own opinions, and some suggest web users to recognize that some public pages may be saying these things in a bid to attract hits.Wang Xizi with Peking University Law School further points out that the public's emotional concern is acceptable. However, laws should be fair and rational.
一律死刑，本质上还是一种，它是一种极端化这样的一种这个。
It's polarized thinking to hand down death penalty to anyone involved in human trafficking. Actually, the idea needs to reach rational and fair standards in criminal law and sanctions.So the call can only be regarded as emotional expression instead of rational analysis on fighting the criminal behavior of trafficking. To present emotions is acceptable, but as for law, it's always essential to take justice, fairness, and rationality into consideration.
Some lawyers think the uniform punishment also would deprive the criminal of his right to defend himself.Still, many legal professors admit that harsher punishment for those buyers could partly solve the problem. Figures show that in 2014, Chinese police rescued over 13,000 children, many of whom were sold to childless families nationwide. For CRI, I'm Wang Wei.